thoughts that I want to share with us. Okay, so at the beginning of a new year, I thought it'd be good for us to obviously think back a little bit and also forward. And I was struck by something that I saw over the Christmas period, which was a review of, I don't know whether any of you saw it, a little documentary program about the Queen and her recordings from Christmas. And it went back prior to her and the Christmas messages, which started before Queen Elizabeth came to the throne. And I was struck particularly by something that the documentary highlighted around King George VI struggling with uncertainty at the dawn of the new year in 1939, as we were heading into uncertain times as the Second World War was starting. And in his speech at that time, he quoted a then unknown poet, lady poet, and used some words of hers. Let me see if I can share the screen, because I found a little clip of her actually sharing this poem, which King George VI used as the country then embarked on uncertain times. So similar in so many ways to the space that we find ourselves in now. So let's see, this worked here earlier, so hopefully it'll work now. I'll just share this little clip with you. Here is Pathé News, actually, of the time, just interviewing Minnie Haskins is her name, is the poet who shares the words.
In Christmas card weather, Pathé Gazette cameramen meet the authoress of the quotation with which the King ended his Christmas broadcast. Miss Haskins has been made famous by her inspired words.
And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be better to you than light and safer than a known way.
Lovely. I thought she's quintessentially English, isn't she? Lovely. Out in the snow with her little hat on, just being interviewed by Pathé News in 1940, actually, as it turned out. That little news clip came just in the new year. And her words, I thought, really, really interesting as we step into this new year, 2021, together. So her poem is called, well, she called it, actually, God Knows. What it's more generally known as is The Gate of the Year. And Minnie Haskins gave it the title God Knows, and you hear something of her trust and belief in God coming through, don't you? She taught at the London School of Economics, interestingly enough, in the first half of the 20th century. Her area of interest teaching there was the welfare of industrial workers. So she's a sort of social scientist, sits in that space, and ended up writing a book of poems, was very active, a couple of books of poems, I think. And this brought her to notoriety, as you can imagine, as she was interviewed and quoted by King George VI. So let's just look at her words for a moment as we stand at the beginning of 2021. And I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, that is the man who stood at the gate of the year, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way. What a lovely phrase, better than light and safer than a known way. And then she writes a response. So I went forth and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night, and he led me towards the hills and the breaking of day in the lone east. And I just thought, wow, what fabulous words as we step into 2021 together, as we ask the man who stands at the gate of the year, to use Minnie's language, give me a light all of us are looking, aren't we, for some way of seeing our way through this current situation. We've pinned our hopes on lots of things, haven't we? Whether that's face masks or keeping our distance or whatever it might be, all good things in the hope that we might contain the virus. And actually, depending on how you measure these things, I don't think we've been particularly successful necessarily in the UK at containing this. So what will we put our hope in this new year? Well, the vaccine's coming. That's really, really good, isn't it? And many of us are looking forward to being able to break out, reconnect, and I don't know, get life back to whatever the new normal might be. But actually, Minnie Haskins says, well, don't put your trust in those sorts of things. Don't even put it in the light that pushes back the darkness. Put it into the hand of God. What will it mean for us to put our trust again, once more, as we've done many, many times, most of us, into the hand of God again in this new year? Or will we perhaps continue to look for those things, those other things, which are all good, but perhaps not really where we need to put our trust? And what does it mean for us to trust? Then was the next question I was asking myself, really. And I was thinking or reminded of those familiar words to many of us in Hebrews 11, those first three verses of Hebrews 11. And I'm familiar with them in the New International Version. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Faith is trust, isn't it? If we put our faith in something, we put our trust in something. And the writer of Hebrews says, so faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. I've enjoyed reading the Passion Version of the Bible, particularly recently. And the Passion Version puts it like this. So Hebrews 11 says, now faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen, which sort of brings a different angle to it, doesn't it, than perhaps the New International Version. Now, faith brings our hopes into reality and becomes the foundation needed to acquire the things we long for. It is all the evidence required to prove what is still unseen. So as we step into this new year, what is it we're hoping for? Well, around the virus, we'll have lots of hopes, won't we? That it will go away, that we'll overcome it, that we will be able to reconnect with each other, that we'll be meeting physically in person. That'll be amazing, won't it, for us all to get together. Those things that we so easily took for granted that have gone away, that we've missed, that we haven't been able to enjoy, we'll relish. It'll be amazing to actually be together in more than a group of six. Or even, you know, one-on-one, which is the only thing we can do at the moment. So we look forward to that new reality of us being together, those things we hope for. And as I thought about that, I thought it's fascinating, isn't it, how much our imagination plays a part in our hope and faith, being sure of what we hope for. What we hope for, we often visualize in our heads. I don't know whether that's where you have hope. I see things. I hope for things. I hope that my garden rail will get laid out this year, that I'll lay some track, that I'll run some trains. And I have little mental pictures of what that will look like when I wander down the garden. I can see the trains running. Do you do that? Do you have those sort of imaginary pictures in your head of things that you hope will happen? And I think that's often where God speaks to us. That's where our hope is. That's where our faith exists, really, in our imaginations. So what are we imagining for? What do we see? What are we hoping for in this coming year that we might see become reality for us? And then in that same space, in our imaginations, is where also our memory exists, where we look backwards. So that's the space we look forward in. We imagine, we hope for things to become real to us. But also that's the space in which we conjure up memories. One of the things looking through my railway magazines that I've been sorting out over these last few days, I found adverts of the company that I used to work for. So when I first left school, here's every boy's dream. Well, it was when I left school anyway, to go and work for a company as a 17-year-old when I left school that made electronic control systems for model railways. So I spent my early years at work learning electronics by playing trains. And what I bumped into in these magazines were some adverts for that company that I used to work for from the very time that I was working at the company in 1977, 1978, 1979, 1980. That's when I worked there. And I've got old copies of the railway magazine. And all of a sudden, in my imagination, I'm back in that workshop, triggered by looking at these magazines. And it was wonderful for me to get back there and think, wow, they were good times. They were quite challenging in lots of ways because it was very different from school, sitting in a workshop making things. I loved making things. I had to learn new things, new skills and working with other people, all those sorts of things. But it just took me back and I thought, here I am again in my imagination. So it has a very strong place, I think, in our faith life, but also in our memory life as we recall some things from the past, some things that are good, some things that we'd rather not remember, perhaps. And as I thought back, I thought, I wonder what I'll remember from this last year. I wonder what each of us will take out of 2020 into 2021 and into the future for us. What will those imaginings, those memories be? For me, I suppose, as I thought about it, it was learning to try new things. You know, I've spent a lot more time on my computer in 2020 than I ever imagined I would. And I've learned how to do lots of new things. I've learned to be patient. Oh, it's been so exasperating, hasn't it? On occasions, you just think you've got everything set up and this is going to happen. And then all of a sudden, the rules change and you can't do this and you can't do that. And you have to be patient. We have to just say, okay, oh, we're not as in control as we thought we were. We haven't got anything, everything pinned down in quite the way we hoped for. We've had to be flexible. Some of us are better at being flexible than others. For some of you, that's been so exasperating over this last year, thinking, oh no, we've just got to try something else. We've just got to now work around this particular situation or that particular situation. So I don't know what it's been for you. What have you learned through 2020? That's one of the questions I want to leave you with. What have you grown in? What have you been stretched in through these challenging times? Perhaps just make a note of that, as Mark was encouraging us to do earlier. Just jot it down, just jot a few things down. And then this disruption, and disruption always does this, creates an opportunity for change. What are we then thinking we're going to do different, possibly? What do we hope to do differently in 2021 as a result of what we've experienced? And how will we, to take Minnie Haskins' words, step gladly into the night? They're the words she used. As we put our hand in the hand of God, we step gladly into the night, into the darkness, because we're being led by him, because we know, even though we can't see the way, he's going to walk with us. My little reflection as we shared Christmas together was that one thing that was going to be the same about this Christmas, although lots of things would be different, was that we were still going to celebrate the fact that Jesus came and lived amongst us. Jesus still walks with us despite whatever we might walk through. He says he'll never leave us or forsake us. So as we gladly step into the darkness, into the night, which is where he calls us to go, to bring the light, to bring his kingdom, will we do that gladly? Or will we, I don't know, somehow reluctantly think, okay, I've just got to pluck up the courage and step into whatever this new year holds for me? What are your hopes? What are your dreams? What are you imagining in your mind might happen this year? So just a few thoughts. What are you bringing with you? What have you learnt? What's been the challenges? What have been the encouragements? And then what do we hope for? And perhaps some of those things that aren't directly connected to the virus and those things that have perhaps been the overriding things in this year. What are the other things that you hope for in 2021? I'm hoping that my book might get published. Wow, that's something I never imagined would ever happen, but that could happen in 2021. So I'm planning that I might send my manuscript off to the publisher in the next couple of weeks. So that'll be very exciting for me. That's definitely a first, and something that my English teacher would never, ever have imagined. She'd have to have had a huge imagination to imagine that I would ever write or publish a book. So that's very exciting for me. But what might it be for you? What might God be calling you into in 2021? So just a few thoughts from me as we enter this new year together. We're going to head into our groups just for 10 minutes or so.